Sci FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
You're listening to The Overdrive live on 101.9 FM throughout Johannesburg. Joining me now is Jean-Paul Rudd. He's a partner and personal injury and medical negligence attorney at Adams & Adams. Jean-Paul, how are you doing? Can you hear us okay?
Hi, Chad. Yes, I can hear you. Thanks for having me on your show.
Jean, I see you, you're a partner at Adams & Adams. I've always known Adams & Adams as an intellectual property and copyright firm, but I see you're running a division that's a very important division. That's personal injury and medical negligence. Is that a thing in South Africa? Are people actually pursuing claims in respect of malpractice?
Yes, Chad. Just with respect to Adams & Adams, it's always been an IP firm, but we've got a big litigation department, which I'm in. And to get back to your question regarding medical negligence, yes, it's very prevalent in South Africa, both against the state as well as against private practitioners and hospitals.
So what are the most common types of claims that we're seeing these days? What's most prevalent?
Chad, unfortunately, you know, it is rife. So there's nothing that's the most prevalent. I mean, it ranges from, you know, injuries at birth, children who sustain brain damage at birth, due to negligence at birth, where they sustain hypoxic brain injuries, to patients that were operated on the wrong leg, for instance, you know, swabs that are left inside patients. There's just so much, and it's wide ranging, but there really is a lot of it going around.
What's important for victims of malpractice to know? Is there a prescription when it comes to something like this?
Yes. So the Prescription Act regulates medical negligence cases, which basically says the following, that the moment you realize or that you possess sufficient facts to be able to institute or investigate a claim, the prescription period starts running. So it's not 3 years from the date of operation or 3 years from the date of incident. It's 3 years from that you are in a reasonable position to determine that there was negligence, one, and the identity of the, which they refer to as the debtor, which is the doctor or hospital or state institution concerned.
I think what a lot of people are afraid of when it comes to medical malpractice claims is the cost implication of having to bring in experts, etc. How does your average person that suffers at the hands of, say, for example, a state hospital, how do they find it possible to fund a malpractice suit?
Chad, so that's a very important question, because medical negligence claims are very, very expensive. They can run into hundreds of thousands of rands. So what government did many years ago, they introduced what they referred to as the Contingency Fee Act. Now, the Contingency Fee Act enables claimants who are not in a position to finance matters to approach attorneys who take the matter on contingency. So the attorney will finance the matter, run with it, investigate everything. And if the matter is not successful for whatever reason, the attorney will not charge any fees. But if the matter is successful at the end of the day, the attorney is entitled to an increased fee as a result of the risk associated with taking on the claim.
Does your firm participate in that scheme?
We do. So it's really up to the client. So when the client walks in, you first have to give the client the opportunity and find out whether the client can finance litigation. I must say, in my 14 years in practice, it's very, very few and far between where you find a client who is in a position to finance any sort of litigation, because, as I said, you know, it can run into hundreds of thousands of rands.
So what's the most important thing a person should do when they realize that they've been a victim of negligence?
Yes, so the first thing they should do, and it's really the most important, because all these claims hinge on that, is actually to collect the evidence. Now, when I refer to evidence, I mean, you know, the clinical records of the doctor concerned, the hospital records, scans, X-rays, etc., because those records are extremely important down the line in the matter. because you'll send those records to what we refer to as an expert witness, who will then bring out a report on the negligence of the doctor or hospital concerned. So that's really the first and foremost thing is to collect the evidence and preserve evidence, because unfortunately, specifically in the state institutions, these records tend to go missing, and then it's very, very difficult to prosecute a claim on a client's behalf.
Jean-Paul, very important question in my opinion. If you yourself aren't the victim of the actual negligence, or it's not a child born of you, who from a family has locus standi to be able to bring forward a negligence claim? And on what grounds would they be able to bring forward a negligence claim if a family member has been a victim of negligence and may have even died as a result of negligence?
That's another good question. So normally, in any sort of litigation, it is the person who's been wronged that would bring a claim. But then you get different situations. Say, for instance, you've got a minor child who's been in a medical or has been a victim of medical negligence. Then normally the parent, the mother or father, would bring the claim on the child's behalf. But in many rural areas, you don't have parents living with the children, and then the granny or the grandpa will be able to bring the claim on the child's behalf. So it's basically the de facto parent in the situation that can bring a claim on the child's behalf. If you can't find a family member suitable, then what you can do is appoint a curator ad litem. Now that's normally an advocate that gets appointed by the court to prosecute the claim and oversee what the attorneys are doing on the victim's behalf. So this curator ad litem is there to look after the best interest of the victim.
Jean-Paul, thank you for taking time out of your holiday, and I'm hoping you had some rest today and some time with the family to chat to us about this very important subject of medical negligence.
I did indeed. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
You too. That was Jean-Paul Rudd. He's a partner in personal injury and medical negligence attorney at Adams and Adams.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.